This is
Tears of Scrutiny.
Hey there, welcome back to Tears of Scrutiny. My name is Eva Eben.
And I'm Parisa Donna.
And on today's episode, we're not going to be doing a case per se. We're just going to be talking about the new code of conduct for Supreme Court justices. They released an ethics code that was signed by all of the justices. So unlike jurists at every other level, the Supreme Court justices weren't bound by the code of conduct for U.S. judges. And in 2019, I think Justice Elena Kagan said that Chief Justice John Roberts was studying a possible code for the court, but they were not able to reach a consensus until now.
Yeah, the new code, which the justices call a codification of principles that we have long regarded as governing our conduct, end quote, is endorsed by all the justices, including Justice Clarence Thomas and Justice Samuel Alito, who were, you know, the subject of many, many news reports that we talked about.
Yep.
Although some of the other, even Justice Sotomayor had her thing with, I think, Penguin.
Book deal, yeah.
Yeah.
Penguin Random House
publishing and them having a case.
Yeah.
And, you know, both justices have said they didn't believe they were obliged to disclose the information about, you know, trips from wealthy individuals. And earlier this year, the Judicial Conference of the United States clarified its guidance to say that judges must disclose travel by private jet. So we're seeing steps towards accountability and
This isn't anything like huge or like humongous news. I saw especially because it came out, and I was like, okay, like this is a good thing.
I don't think they can be held accountable, which is one of the things. Like there's no one to enforce it, which is interesting.
Yeah, but I also think like the fact that they've laid this down, if we find
the people are accountable. Yeah.
You know, like I said, all other jurists are held accountable at other levels, you know, lower court federal judges, and then our legislators also have accountability structures. Like, I know Congress has a lot of rules about what they can accept, cannot accept, the price, like, there's like a price limit, like, private jets. Like, you know, we have a lot of accountability structures everywhere else in our government, and I feel like this is a step in the right direction because the Supreme Court didn't have that before, and now that they've laid this down, the people will hold them accountable.
Yeah.
Like now that this is there, if we find out another, you know, like what happened with Thomas and Alito, or even Sotomayor, like I think we will hold them accountable now that we have this.
And I think that people have held the justices accountable.
Even before this?
Yeah.
100%.
And I think media has been part of that, you know, like I think that with the Dobbs decision, I mean, we saw that the backlash that happened towards the justices. And I don't know, I think even though we don't vote for them directly, we keep saying this again and again. We vote for our senators, we vote for our president, we vote for the middlemen.
Like,
we just don't vote them in.
And there's a lot of like, you know, they have a lifetime appointment. Like it's a really consequential position to be in. And the fact that there's not a lot of accountability structures for that branch of our government
is alarming.
It's a little bit alarming, but I also, like you said, like with Dobbs, with 1,000 cases, we have given them feedback. And when trust in the Supreme Court diminishes, they know.
Yeah.
You know, they know.
Especially Chief Justice Roberts. He definitely takes it into account and
he does.
Listens up and sees. But I don't know. I think it's a step forward. I think it's a step in the right direction. Do I feel like it's going to work really well? Probably not.
I mean, it might. I think it's going to be a, like, you know, a fix-all?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think so. And, you know, neither do you, but I don't know. Good effort made.
Yeah, yeah, I think, and, you know, of course, just a really short update to tell you all about this and keep you guys in the loop about what's happening up at the court. But I think this is one of many things that they're trying to do to hold themselves accountable for what all the allegations that came out this past year. I think, you know, I understand, obviously, why people were upset about, you know, Harlan Crowe paying for, like,
yeah, it's just stuff like that. I think people just felt like these people who for life get to sit at the highest court in the land
shouldn't be influenced by partisan politics.
And we shouldn't even have a suspicion that they're being influenced by partisan politics, because we have no way of voting them out. Like, you know what I mean? Like, so
yeah, which I think brings us to other questions about, you know, should
longevity and like,
should the justices' appointments be shorter? And but isn't the whole point that they're protected from the passions of the people and not influenced by us?
Exactly. Like, and that is a quote directly from
Federalist 78.
Exactly.
Shout out Hamilton, who wrote the other 59.
I'm the only one who got that reference. Yeah, no. I feel so bad. Yeah.
Trying to fight off the weird kid allegations.
Trying to fight off the Hamilton yeah, nerd no. allegations. No,
but the lyrics come out like.
yeah.
John Jay wrote that. Okay.
And Hamilton wrote the other 51. Yeah. Okay. We'll see you guys in 2 weeks. It's just a little update, but yeah.
Thanks for tuning in, and we can't wait.
Bye.